It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman. We're in the Furman Garner Performance Studio today with Sim Barrow and Dana Smith. Guys, thanks for coming up.
My pleasure. Happy to be here. I'm the Communications and Development Coordinator for the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust.
And I'm the Environmental Education Specialist for Fayetteville Public Schools. And I also serve on the board of Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association.
We're both on the planning committee for the Kessler Trail Run, which is coming up on October 14th. You know, the regional park was recently opened, I believe, last year. And the Kessler Mountain Reserve, which is a 386-acre public natural area, which has had trails on the property for over 15 years, that was recently purchased by the city of Fayetteville with the assistance from the Walton Family Foundation and Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association for the purpose of protecting it for its recreational value and its wildlife habitat resources. And the Kessler Trail Run has been a way for Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association to raise the funds that they committed to help with that purchase. And so we're getting to the point to where Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association has almost reached that commitment, but they have a lot of really excellent work in the greater Fayetteville community, a lot of conservation efforts that they're doing that this run is actually helping to fund as well.
We've had great attendance over the past 5 years. The run has changed over the years, which I think makes it exciting for people who maybe are coming from out of town.
Is it a new course almost each year?
It's slightly different each year. This year, the course will start at the Kessler Regional Park and end at the Ozark Smokehouse, and both the 10K and the 20K will run through Rock City, which is part of the iconic trail on Kessler Mountain. Okay. This year will be a little different because it will include new segments of trail that have been worked on. So that's a rebuild of Crazy Mary, and that's a new trail connection from the regional park to some of the existing trail. So this will be the first time for some runners that they have even been on these trails. So we're really excited to offer that opportunity. The leaves are going to be beautiful. So the challenge is to keep an eye on your feet and where they are landing and take in all that beauty of the woods during this time of year.
We can have people show up the morning of. The run starts at 9, so if you show up early enough, you can register there. And also, even if you're not a runner, a great opportunity to get out and support the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association and have a really good time is at the after party. In fact, you can register for just the after party. It's $10 to register.
You can just search Kessler Trail Run and you can find the registration site, or we do have a Facebook page, or people can go to the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association website, which is fayettevillenatural.org.
The Kessler Trail Run this Saturday. It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF, where local matters.